3. Imperial Palace, City of Telesburg, Kingdom of Old Karas.
I'm sure Father Omar is on his way, Your Majesty.
It was a sign of just how flustered Sarai Hallman was that she'd slipped and forgotten the proper protocol here in the Kingdom of Old Karas, reverting to the older, more familiar form of address, and forgetting that in Telesburg, Charlian was officially Your Grace and not Your Majesty. Not that Charlian was in any mood to correct such minor lapses. She was too busy pursing her lips and breathing out hard while she squeezed Caleb's hand fiercely. The spasm eased, and she dropped her head back on the pillow, panting.
"He'd better get here soon," she said then, between pants. "Someone else is going to be here, whether he is or not."
"This is ridiculous," Caleb muttered, taking a fresh cloth from Sarai and blotting sweat from Charlian's forehead.
"You're the Empress, damn it. He's supposed to be here, waiting, when you go into labor."
At the moment, he could cheerfully have strangled Father Omar Arthman, despite the fact that he was normally very fond of Telesburg's leading obstetrician.
"Starting tomorrow," he told himself firmly, "Father Omar has a nice suite right here in the palace, damn it. I'll keep the thing handy for the next kid, by God. I am not supposed to have to send someone 6 blocks to a frigging hospital monastery when my wife goes into labor."
"Don't panic." Charlian reached across to pat the hand she held with her other hand. "They're not all that close together yet, and my water hasn't even broken. There's time." Caleb would have been happier if her tone had sounded a bit more positive and a bit less hopeful.
"Besides, he probably expected Sister Frances to give him more warning than this. And it's not his fault I decided to start doing this in the middle of the night, either."
"No, but..."
"Oh, hush," she commanded, and began breathing deeply once again. The contractions were coming closer together, and she wasn't enjoying it one bit. On the other hand, it wasn't as bad as she'd been half afraid it would be. Not yet, at least. And her mother had assured her that women in her family always had easy deliveries. Of course, there was a first time for everything, including hard deliveries. And there had been all that morning sickness.
"And now that I think about it, where the hell is Sister Frances?" the Emperor demanded.
"Little Tyrion," his wife panted, as the fresh contraction eased.
"What?"
Caleb stared at her. Sister Frances Sawyer, the Pasquillate nun who'd accompanied them back from Chiraeth aboard Empress of Karas, was a sister of the Convent of the Blessed Hand, which specialized in pregnancies. Which meant, despite the rote nature of the Book of Pasquale's teachings, that she was a skilled obstetrician.
"What in hell's name is she doing there?" he more than half snarled.
"My fault."
Charlian smiled apologetically while he blotted more sweat.
"She wanted to go visit the convent there. With Father Omar right here, I told her it would be all right. In fact, I insisted she go."
"You and..."
Caleb began incredulously, then made himself stop and draw a deep breath of his own.
"I take it when you said insisted, you mean insisted," he said instead.
"Of course she did."
Sarai's tone was the exasperated one of someone who'd served Charlian since she'd been a little girl. The maid shook her head, taking the cloth Caleb passed to her and handing him a fresh one.
"You know what she's like, Your Majesty. Stubborn, always knows best, never listens to anyone, always worrying about someone else, always has her own way, never..."
"I'm sure he's got the entire catalogue, Sarai,"
Charlian said dryly.
"Not but what you're right. She did argue, and I did insist."
She smiled crookedly at her husband.
"And now that I think about it, I told her I'd tell Father Omar she was going, and I sort of forgot to."
"Of course you did."
Caleb rolled his eyes and snorted. Then he smiled back at her and shook his head.
"You do realize you're probably the only empress in the entire world who could arrange things so there was no one to call on when she went into labor? I thought it was the husband who was supposed to be running around like a lunatic." I am not running around like a lunatic, Charlian told him firmly. I've just been a little absent-minded for the last few days.
That's one way to put it, he said feelingly.
Oh, hush, she said again. Besides, I was really hoping this wouldn't happen until Michael and...
She broke off with another quick smile, and he patted the back of the hand he held and nodded. HMS Dawn Wind was becalmed, still 3 days out from Dolphin Reach. He and Charlian had both hoped the galleon would reach Talisburg with Michael Stainair and Merlin Athrawis before their child was born. They'd known the odds were against it when Dawn Wind made an unusually slow passage from Coruscant, but they'd still hoped, and now...
Caleb, Charlian said.
Yes?
You remember what I said about my water not having broken?
Yes, he repeated rather more slowly.
Well, I'm afraid that's no longer accurate.
Wonderful. Caleb looked across at Sarai. You go out that door, he said, pointing at the royal bedchamber's ornately carved panels, and you find Edward and you tell him I said for one of you to find Father Omar now. His voice was completely calm, but Sarai Hallman's eyes widened.
Yes, Your Majesty,
she squeaked and disappeared like a puff of smoke.